Hi, I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kurt.
Welcome to Kiara and Kurt After Dark.
You mean Kurt and Kiara After Dark?
Ugh, let's just call it CAD. This is an unfiltered place to come to hopefully have a laugh, let your hair down, have a wine, and not take everything so seriously.
Oh, really?
So let's get into it, and we hope that you enjoy this week's podcast. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Are you just copying everything I'm saying now?
Are you?
Just copying everything I'm saying. We've actually got a wine and a beer tonight. Is this like officially our first night actually sitting down with a wine and a beer?
Yeah.
I feel like it actually is because your fight finished last week, so we can actually... That's just live.
Shit fight.
Shit fight. It's all right. Kurt lost, guys. But it's okay. So, I asked some questions over on my Instagram. We got quite a few this week.
Oh, the old...
Quite a few there.
Insta, it's such a platform.
Such a platform. Okay, please share the story on how Kurt proposed. I want you to tell the story from your end.
My end?
Yeah, tell it from your end.
I went to the shops.
Yeah.
Got a ring.
Yeah, well, no. Say it, like, elaborate. Was it, like... spontaneous? Do you think I had an idea? I had another person ask, did I pick the ring?
What? No, who would ever let them pick the ring?
Okay, elaborate.
No, I just...
Why did you wait so long?
I didn't wait long. I just...
10 years later.
No, I just... You don't fucking wait. It's just like, oh, actually, I do want to marry her. You just think one day and then you go, oh.
Kurt just always wanted it to be something that was on his terms. He's like, I want to feel like I want to marry her and I don't want it to be anything I'm pressured into.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell a story.
And then, yeah, I wasn't pressured. I knew a few people go, will you marry her? And I'm like, I didn't even think about it. And then one day I was driving to work and I was like, oh, I probably will. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I should probably do something about that.
So it's probably the exact same day on the way home?
Yeah, I went, I was like, oh. So then after work, I went, got the ring, picked the one from the shop.
Yeah.
And then come home and was like, want to go to the beach?
Do you know from my perspective this part, Kurt came home from work and I was so exhausted. I was 20 weeks pregnant. And he's like, yeah, quick, we're going to miss the sunset. Quick, Kiara. And I was like, just give me a second. Like, let me get my jumper on. Let me get my shit together. Like, I'm 20 weeks pregnant. Let me at least go to the toilet before you leave. And you're like, hurry up. I don't want to miss the sunset. And I remember just being annoyed at you. I was like, why are you rushing me so badly? And then it was because he had bought a ring.
Yeah. So I was just.
The exact same day he bought it, but he proposed.
Yeah, it was within like 3 hours.
Yeah.
How's that not weird?
It's great. It's
so good. Someone buys a ring and just sits on it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, people do that.
Isn't that not fucking weird?
Oh,
it's like buying.
You know you're going to do it.
It's like buying.
a trolley and keeping it in your fridge for 3 weeks.
Exactly right. Or like, oh, I really feel like a chocolate bar. I'll just go buy one and then I'll just leave it.
Oh, I cannot do that.
Yeah, but like what? Yeah, I don't understand.
No. Okay, so go on.
So obviously if you buy it and keep it for too long, it's just...
Okay, then what happened? You finally got me out of the house after I did a wee and got a jumper on.
Yeah.
Middle of winter.
Well, it was just,
perfect sunset, I will say.
Yeah, I probably would have done it the day after if it wasn't perfect.
Yeah, it was that good.
So I thought, I was going to go, yeah, I'll do it today. And then if it was... kind of a day, I probably wouldn't have, but then...
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Perfect day.
It's perfect.
And what did you think of my reaction? This burp into the microphone. That was beautiful. My reaction. Oh, Kurt.
Your reaction, oh, it was amazing. No, not really. I thought you'd be more excited, but...
I was so excited. I thought it was a fake ring.
Oh, I just felt like it was just like giving you another present.
No. Well, what happened was, guys, I'm one of those people, I'm rarely emotional, and apparently whenever I am emotional, I film it on the friggin' internet.
Yeah.
No, but it's not often. It's like, what, 3 times a year? Yeah. I don't get emotional. Like, I reckon I'll be the one at the wedding that, out of the two of us, probably more likely not to cry.
But you'll cry on your Instagram stories.
But no, like, I just feel emotional at weird times. And I was just so genuinely happy and excited that, like, I did. Kurt was like, I thought you were going to cry. And I just didn't have, like, that cry feeling. I was just stoked. But I think, too, I thought it was a fake ring. Remember you put it on my finger and I was like, what is this? And you, like, I was like, oh, like, that's so nice, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, it's real. And I was like, what? Like, yeah, it's a real ring. And I was like, no, because I knew at the time we couldn't really afford to get one. And I was like, it was still gone. But you know what I mean? Like, I think it was just because I was like, is this the it or isn't it? Like, because we just spoken a few weeks beforehand and you were like, I'd love to, but I know we just can't afford a ring right now.
Maybe it was all planned.
Maybe. It took me by surprise. At least I cried when both our kids were born.
Next question.
So someone's asked about how old were you when you lost your virginity and like your story. And the funniest thing is, don't pull that face. The funniest thing is we both lost our virginity to each other. It's so good, but isn't that the best story?
That is a great story.
We were far too young, but do you remember how old you were?
Old enough.
Oh, not really. You said old enough and shook his head. We were really young. Like, I feel awkward even saying how young we were.
No, you don't need to.
Don't need to. It's after dark. We can say.
No, we can't.
Why?
No, there's no need.
Well, let's just say we were under 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can keep your... Yeah, you can think whatever you want to think. We were under 16. And what was it? Can you even really remember? Is it Ash's house, eh?
Yeah.
It was at our friend's house. Was it an occasion? Like, was it a New Year's?
New question.
Why? Why are we not talking about this? Why do you get so awkward?
It's not that good.
Anyways, guys, we were young and it was awkward our first time.
Okies.
Compared to now, you know. So experienced.
Oh, well.
Especially with the same person for so many years. Okay, let's see what else there is. Love for the podcast to be a bit longer. I've had like 5 people say that too.
Longer,
yeah. If I can try to get Kurt to stay here that long, guys, I'll try.
Give us something to... Yeah, longer. It's just because their car ride's long.
Will you guys have more babies?
No.
Yes. What was your first date like? Do you remember where you took me on our first date? Gonna have to put your beer down for this one, Kurt.
It was good.
Where'd you take me?
To the movies.
Bow, bow.
To food.
Yep. Takeaway restaurant.
Takeaway.
Go fast food restaurant.
KFC.
Yep. And it was my first time actually ever having KFC. But you asked me, like, do you want to go here or there?
You've just grown up in it.
Yeah, we never had KFC growing up. And we never really had any bad food ever growing up. Never had cordial, soft drink, KFC. We like had Macca's on a rarity maybe like twice a year. What are you laughing at, Charles?
No, I was just laughing.
What? Say it.
No.
What? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing at me? Is that my hand gestures?
Yes.
Oh, you're so rude. I speak with my hands, guys. I can't help it. Oh, now you may feel... Okay, hands behind my back. Someone asked, how much is your weight? Please answer.
Weight.
I've said no, but I've said I will never answer this because...
I fluctuate.
Because I'm so short and my weight, I feel like it would just be... I don't know. I just don't want to ever make anyone feel like that's a thing to look at anyway.
She's 27 kilos.
27 kilos. Oh my God. When I was 5.
What?
When I was 5. 27 kilos. It might be my right arm.
Please.
Yeah. I just never want it to be. I've never ever said my weight because I just never want it to be something where girls go, she weighs that much. I need to weigh that much because I don't know. I don't feel like it works like that. Everyone's weight is so different. Like someone can weigh 65 kilos and look the exact same way as somebody looks at 45 kilos and they could just be a lot smaller. Do you agree?
Because they are smaller.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they're going to weigh less. So that's why I don't like saying my weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Have we noticed any change going from one child to two?
Yes, fucking
no. No, like in ourselves, it says.
In ourselves.
Just less time for each other, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't fucking do the lawn. Just want to chill. Sometimes I can't.
You can't get out there with your scissors anymore, Kurt.
No, I just dead set work. Don't have time for that.
That's how I feel. I just feel like our life, like we thought we had a little bit of time before. Now, since having Link, it's just like we have rarely any time. Agree?
Agree.
Agree.
I need more too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, give it to me.
What? Give you more time?
Yeah.
Give me more time.
You've got heaps of time.
What? Oh my. Next question. Do you guys fight often?
Nah, I don't know.
You get under my nerves pretty much at least 10 times a day. Like, at least 10 times a day, I'm like, oh, you're an idiot. But, like, actually proper fight and go to bed angry at each other maybe, like, twice a year?
Yeah. Or discussed. You should just not fight. If you don't fight me, we won't fight.
What?
If you don't get angry at me...
If you were perfect, we wouldn't fight. But you're an idiot. So, what do you expect? Yeah?
But, yeah, if you didn't... You disagree with me, we would never fight.
If you didn't do anything wrong, we'd never fight. Is that right? Yeah, Kurt. Yes.
Yeah.
What is one thing you always said you would do different than your parents when raising kids?
I don't really know.
It's a pretty hectic one to answer. If our parents listen.
Yeah, I don't.
Is there anything you've gone like, oh, I'll do that different?
No. Nah. I don't know. There'd be no.
I think, like, probably the only thing for, like, me personally was, like, I had such bad experience with school that I kind of wanted to start Miller earlier in doing her daycare, going a few hours a week, like, not much. But because with me, mum threw me into school, I was like, shit, I can't come home because legally I had to be at school, but I didn't have that chance to warm up. So I feel like it was a really bad experience for me.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say? But that was not my mum's fault. That was just...
No, not really at all.
No?
Anything
at all?
I was pretty happy.
All the bad food they gave you from what Granny just said?
Yeah.
Fred had like 3 packs of noodles a day.
We were happy. No, it's pretty good. Oh. You've pretty much got nothing either.
Yeah, that was... I have found something.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just perfect, aren't you, Kurt?
I would,
Go on, you'll think of something. Not spoil my kids as much. That's a good one. Your mum and dad spoil you guys rotten.
Oh, no, I was going to say, take me to surfing every second, every moment that I want to.
Oh, my God, she did that. Your mum and dad were the, like, holy dooly that did so much. I reckon you were too much of a spoiled brat. I reckon you got your own way too much. That's why you turned out this way.
What? Perfect.
No, thinking that you're perfect. All right, next question. Ever have stages of less intimacy and how do you guys kickstart it again?
Testosterone 360.
So that's actually a supplement?
It is.
No, I think...
But we're not explaining it because I want to get paid if I want to say it.
Yeah, if we're going to explain it, they can sponsor our podcast.
It's actually not good. But no, that's
it's not good for you.
I don't think that's even the reason. No. I don't know.
I think if anything, like one of us just kind of has the talk to the other one and goes, hey, I feel like I miss you. Pretty much we need to have sex more. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever like Kurt boxes, it goes
down. I've never...
Never what?
Oh no, that made me sound bad.
What? Were you going to say never said no?
No. Had the talk, but I was like, that makes me sound bad.
Why?
Because I've never had the talk.
To me, like as in I've never been the one that's like not performing. Yeah. Because I'm always ready, you know. Awkward. Next question. I get asked this all the time, actually. Has Miller stopped potty training? She's fully toilet trained. The only time she wears a nappy is for nap time and bedtime. And half the people we know, their kids wore nappies to bed till they're like 4, 5. Mm. And her nappy's still soaking when she wakes up in the morning. So I'm kind of waiting until it starts to get a bit less wet. And then I'll try to refrain from the nighttime toilet training. But in the day, like I can go out there the entire day with her undies on and there's never an accident.
Yeah, you take her to the shops or anything.
Anywhere. To only go to the toilet, you're like, okay. So, yeah, she's fully toilet trained. Yeah. It's just when she sleeps. I know you said that you go to bed early, but how else do you find time for alone time? We have sex early. Like, we literally go to bed at, like, 6:37 when the kids go down, have sex till, like, 7:38, and then go to sleep by 8:30.
Leaps of alone time.
Yeah. Well, the time I usually go to bed is between 8:39, same as you, really.
Yeah, and then you got all those hours until you get up.
Yeah. That's it. Sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night, spontaneous. Sometimes, like the other morning, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's not really that hard. But yeah, our kids are well sleep trained too. They go to bed between 6:37 every night. Like most nights, more towards 6:30. And we do not, like, earliest we go to bed is 2 hours after that, so 8:30. So there's plenty of window for us to have alone time.
Yeah, just have a go. Get off your phone.
Yeah, that is seriously it. Hey, get off your phone. Don't put the telly on. Tell each other how sexy you look. I like those briefs that you're wearing.
Oh, no.
Does Kurt have any goals that he would like to achieve this year or the next?
Yeah.
Yeah? Spill the beans. Closer to the microphone, please.
Ooh. No, my let's get another goal. My goal was for you to be at home with the kids and the kids to be happy.
And that's pretty much happening.
And have their house and
clean.
Clean. And yeah, that's all happening. So I'm just
the pool. I think on the pool and the lawn and your life will be complete.
Yeah, like make the lawn good though.
Yeah. Another question. Another question. Are you guys romantic? I would say no after that.
Really?
No. I don't think you're really romantic. I feel like I'm more romantic. I put all fucking
candles.
Oh, like once a year.
But like... You're not romantic at all. Not the fucking slightest. And I am.
I'm romantic as in the way I'll put music on. Like nice music. Have my nice underwear on. And like do my nice scents on me.
It's because you're keen for one.
Yeah, that's romantic. Give you a massage, fucking cook you dinner. What? You will once in a blue, like once a year, cook something on the barbecue and fucking whack on a candle outside and go, I'm so romantic. And I'm like, hey, come look at the stars with me. I'm not fucking looking at the stars. It's very cold out here.
Yeah, because I also would have been looking at them.
Yeah, well, I would say probably not.
I feel like I am.
I feel like we are not. Like, you know, the people like that are just like full romantic 24/7.
We as a couple, no, but yes, as I, yes.
As I, yes. I've given you way more massages and like, yeah.
You definitely have not because
I have.
Kiara, I've actually asked that many times lately and you just go, no.
I'm waiting for my turn back and then maybe I'll go, all right, I'll do it again.
You know that you fucking...
No, I do not.
Every time I get my back sore, I go, okay.
You do not. I didn't even complain anymore because I just know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, because I haven't got anyone back for so long.
Yeah, you haven't gotten me back for so long.
I don't understand where this is going.
Most embarrassingly funny moments you two have had together.
I don't get embarrassed, so I don't have any of those moments.
Well, I reckon getting caught in your old house, in your room, when someone walked in. No comments made on who it was. That was pretty awkward. And then we laughed afterwards, so it was, like, awkwardly funny.
Yeah, it wasn't really... Yeah, it wasn't creepy, though.
What? No, like, somebody walking in, we're like... And then, like, we laughed afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
It wasn't that bad, though.
No. But.
So.
That's probably one of the awkward, funny moments.
What's another?
Do you speak your mind when you make each other mad, or do you pick your battles? I feel like we both speak our mind, 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like with me, there's no holding back. You do something, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's good because at least I don't bottle it up and go, I'm not talking. Because that's what I used to do. Like, go back, Kiara, 5 years ago, I used to not say anything. Like, why aren't you talking to me? Like,
it'd be good if you just, like, bottle little things up.
No, now don't bottle. It's, like, one extreme or the next. Now, I just, everything you do, I'm like...
I've taught you, like, too much.
Yeah. So now it's just like, yuck, Kurt, if you need to do a fart, just go on the toilet and do one. Or like after the 10th one, I'm like, you need to go do a shit. Just go to the toilet, Kurt.
You shouldn't let all that out on your partner. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you give it all to me too. I don't think there's anything I can do where you don't agree with that. You don't say it. Like, I feel like you're very open and honest. Yes?
Agreed.
Agreed. I feel like, yeah, we both definitely need to say exactly what is on our mind. How do you think of jealousy? Like, what do you guys both think of jealousy? And Kiara, how do you deal with the ring girls on the side of Kurt?
The ring girls, oh man, they are so hot, those ring girls.
I just, like, don't even really pay attention to them. I just know that that's, like, his sport and that's what he wants to do. And I'm more focused on him and what he's doing.
And trust me, I feel
like maybe when I was, like, really young, I would have worried about it. But it's, like...
At the same, yeah. And no one's looking at the ring girls.
Well,
and
they are. Everyone at the table's like, whoa, check out that chick.
And especially if you're fighting.
Yeah.
It's the fucking last thing you're looking at. Yeah. It's some...
Oh, I've never even commented on it in my whole life. I've never commented going, yeah, it's oh, I didn't, so, like, bad it's for just the ring girls.
Nothing.
Yeah, I just, like...
I don't understand.
I just think of it like that's their job and that's what Kurt loves to do and that's just a it's part of it. That is their job.
Yeah, so what are they probably doing and not getting paid?
No, they are. They get paid to do it. So that's their job and that's what Kurt wants to do and I support him. So if that's what comes with it, as long as it's friggin' not, you know what I mean? Like, they're just there with their clothes half on. It's not like they're actually, like, doing anything.
Oh, they're quality too.
Kurt, you can't say that. What if one of them's listening?
They're quality.
They're quality. Oh, gosh. But yeah, no, it doesn't bother me at all. I don't feel like either of us are really... you can be jealous sometimes. Charles is guaranteed just farted. That is so gross, dolls.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah, you get jealous. Like, when we're out at night drinking, I feel like sometimes you can get jealous.
Yeah, but not... That's obviously for a reason if someone's crept you.
Yeah, but I'll say, like, go away, and then it's like, that's not enough. You need to tell them to go away.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, if you've told them to go away,
yeah,
so obviously they've done it too much. So yeah, for you to speak up and say,
but
go
away.
But
I always do. Before you even have the opportunity to say, like, go away, I'm like, I've got a partner. Like, I've got two kids at home.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I'll guaranteed say that before.
So that's gone too far already because you've had to say it. They should.
But then how do they, I guess I should just stare down at my finger and go, okay, she's got a ring on it.
Oh, yeah. Or they just, always got a ring you on just my know from them. Yeah.
You don't always just know. But, you know, and like at the same time, girls don't really hit on guys like guys do on girls. Like, I've never really been in the opportunity where I've been like, go away.
But if a girl, I'd rather go to the pub and just go hang out with the boys.
Yeah, but if a girl came up to you and was like talking to you and chatting you up, I probably would be like, hey, like, I'm his fiance. But it's never happened before when I've been there. It could have happened when I haven't been there.
Those times.
Numerous times. There's a bunch more questions, but I feel like we should save them for the next one because it's already been 24 minutes.
Oh, so they are 4 minutes longer.
We went 4 minutes longer, especially for those couple of comments that came in.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed What Animal Sound.
I didn't thought of it.
Are you going to do today? There's been one that's been requested like 5 times. You got to do that one.
What's the request?
Kookaburra.
Oh.
Go. I'll do it if you don't. Quick.
Okay. Coo 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 ba ra ra ra.